Yeah, but it was wonderful to see the young men of the assembly interested in the things of God and God's Word. And we have a young man here tonight that's going to be speaking to us in a few minutes, if I could find him. And I should find him, because when I looked at him coming in the door, I said he looked like a preacher man dressed down in his coat, suit, and necktie. We're very happy tonight to have Evander come up. I think he's done it once before. Hope I'm not putting any pressure on him, but let the Holy Spirit lead him into ministering the Word of God to us tonight. And he is an encouragement to me, and I'm sure to a lot of the other men in this church as well, to see our young men interested in the Word of God and getting into the Word of God like that. Evander.
Thank you, Brother Grenner, for them encouraging words. You think I look nice in this coat suit, eh? Preacherman. Well, good evening, everyone. Well, as most of y'all could see, I ain't Brother Randy. I don't look like Mr. Randy. I ain't smarter than neither. But it's really a great privilege to have him here and ministering at the chapel. It's a good thing we see a man that's in the Word like him. I really enjoy his ministry here with us. All right, tonight, if you have your Bibles, turn to the Gospel of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. The Lord has laid upon my heart to speak about the old man and the new man. What we ought to put off as the old man and the things we ought to put on as the new man. As Mr. Kachow, he ain't here right now. This whole week, even in Sunday school and in youth group, he's been speaking on about how so many people, it's just, they become saved, and then, but it's nothing. They have no works to show for it. They go on living their life, so, and just in the world. But tonight, I'm going to take you to this passage of Scripture and read it for you. We'll go down, we'll break in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 21. We'll break in at, if I could see this fine print. All right, here you go. Verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to its deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that if may minister grace unto the heirs, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption, that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. I'm sure the Lord will add a blessing to the reading of His precious word. Tonight, as I already said, we'll be looking at the old man and the new man. Here we see Paul talking to the church of Ephesus about the things that we are supposed to put off as the old man when we are not saved. But when we become saved, the things that we are supposed to put on. As it says there, the old man, they give some of the attributes of the old man. Lying, stealing, bad language, bitterness, wrath, anger, says it all there. And then, when we come say the things we are supposed to put on as a new man, we ought to be forgiving, kind, truthful, have good communication. And as we become saved, these are things people are supposed to see in us if we are a follower of Christ. They should see that we have been saved, and that these things are like. Now, another verse I want to look at. Let's just turn it over a little bit to 2 Corinthians. Just something to tie in with that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 is a well-known part of scripture. I guess most people can remember, say it off by heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. As we see there, if any man be in Christ, all things should be no more. They should be finished with. They should be behind us. We have a new life to look forward to. As we sing so much in our birthday chorus here, if you had that second birthday, you should put on things containing to the new man. Things that are pleasing to God. Things that God showed us while he was here on this earth. Things that he did. We ought to become a new creature. We ought to become as new creation, some versions put it. We ought to be new. Everything supposed to be, all the old things supposed to be gone. I'll give you an example. Most people is familiar with boats. And, alright, say we got a boat and it has an old engine on it. A very old engine. And we go to Mr. Chat and ask him to fix it. He says, oh, you need a new engine. And you put that new engine on. And it works way better than the old one. Only if it's broke or it ain't no good. But it works way better. So we see that there's a big change when we put that new engine on from the old engine. So there has to be, when we come say there has to be a change in our life. People need to see that on the outside. It has to be. We could even look at Paul's life in the scripture. Paul, as most of y'all know, he persecuted the church. But when he seen the light from God and he was saved, he changed around. He even wrote most of the Gospels. He probably was one of the greatest men that ever lived. And we could the people seen him at first and they said, we don't want nothing to do with him. He persecuted Christians. Why should we believe that he believes in the Lord? But he showed as the time went on that he really did become saved, how he showed himself. And then it says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We should not be conformed to this world. This world should be put away. We should not have anything to do with the things of this world and Satan. Because as we heard up there in the men's Bible study, this world is under Satan. Satan has control over this world, and we are not to be anything to do with Satan. Because we have been saved and we have the new life in us. We ought to be followers of Jesus. Followers after his word and him. And then let me turn back to Ephesians for a second. If you want to, you can turn there. I just want to read two verses there. Ephesians chapter 5 and we'll begin reading at verse 1. Be therefore followers of God as their children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. As it says, well really I only want to look at that verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. We should be followers of him. It says right there, as dear children. If we have become saved, it says in his word that we are children of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Therefore we should follow him. If we look in Christian, what's the first six letters of Christian? I'm sure most of the little ones can tell me. Anybody know? What's the first six letters in Christian? Christ, that's right. So we see there, we should be followers of Christ. Just as it says to Christians, we ought to be followers of him. And we are supposed to aim. In this world, we know Christ came down to this earth and bore our sins. While Christ was here on earth, he shows us in his word, he was perfect. Now, I'm not saying that we have to be perfect. We can't. We are not perfect. But we should aim to be like Christ. We should aim to be like him. We never will. I know we never will. It says in his word, we will never be perfect. We have been sinners from Adam. as we've seen up there in the men's study. But our attitude should be like him. We could see in the scriptures. He shows us how our attitude should be, even right here in Ephesians. And all through his life, while he was here on this earth, he showed us how we are to behave and how we should be if we believe in him. So we could even see this when he was tempted in the wilderness. When he went there for 40 days, we could see how he handled Satan and all the things he threw at him. He said in the first thing, thou shalt not live by bread alone, when he told him to turn the stone into bread. We could learn from all these things in his word. And another thing I want to say, Christ's spirit lives in us. As Christians and believers, his spirit lives in us. So wherever we go, he's there if he lives in us. So the things that we do, we got to remember, Christ is always there. If we're watching a bad television show or something, or we're out to the game room with some bad crowd or something, you need to say to yourself, well, would God want me in this place? Would he really want me to be here? If you have become saved and you understand what you said when you became saved, we need to remember that. Remember that Christ lives in us. And we should, would he want us to be doing this? We need to always keep that in the back of our thoughts. And I think we do that so very often. We just forget that Christ is living within us. He is a part of us. It's actually in his word, he is a part of us. And then every day we should ask the Lord to show us, to show Christ in us. He should, every morning we say our prayers, we should ask him, Lord, direct me in your path today. Show me your ways. And let people see that you live within us. Even non-Christians, so many non-Christians see other Christians and things that they are doing. They see that, they should see that Christ lives in us if we call ourselves a Christian. Because they may say, well, if he's a Christian, he's living like that, well, he's no better than me. So we should always show Christ in us. You never know. That could be the only Bible some people ever see. They could, and they see our lives and they may change because of how we are living our lives. They should see us in the Christ in us. Let me see. Alright, and in Galatians, you're not turning there, but it says the fruit of the Spirit. It gives us the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, etc. These are to be attributes of us. We are supposed to be loving, kindful, and everything it says there, it gives us right there. We ought to be slow to anger and all that. So we see there. And as young people, even the young people, speaking to most young people tonight, I mean, I know the world's hard out there. Satan throws a lot at the young people. But we need to stay in his word and should see his precious truths in his word. And we should follow them and live our lives according to them. So just live your life like there he is right there with us. That he could see. And there was a thing in the sword drill tonight. I didn't see this verse, but it was so good. It's in James. If I could find it. Ah, right now. James chapter 2 in verse 17. It stuck out to me tonight. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Faith without works is dead. See, we people, and we should work. I mean, we should, around the church, people should see us. We should be in the church. We should be doing things in the church if we believe in him and understand what we really said when we became saved. They should see Christ in us, in the church and all out overseas and everywhere we go. They should see it in us. So, if there be anyone in here that has professed to be saved, but it's not living right, it's our prayer that you will heed what you said a long time when you became saved, and that you put on the new man. That you will come and show all the people that he lives within you. And if you be not saved in there, well, it's told us in his word that whosoever calleth upon his name, he will in no wise cast out. That's true. He will not cast you out. If you ask him and you really mean it from the bottom of your heart to come into your life, he will save you. He will never cast you out. It says in his word, he is long-suffering, willing that none should perish. He is long-suffering. He is a God of long suffering, and He don't want no one to perish. So if you be not saved, it's so easy. I seen this shirt. I bought it from a buddy Kenny over there in the States. It's if any of y'all seen the Staples button. It says in the Staples button, Jesus. And it's, as you know, the Staples thing is so easy. It says it's so easy to use and so. But that, what I'm trying to get at is salvation is so easy. That's what it says in the shirt. All you have to do is come to know Him as your personal Savior. And you will be saved. That's pretty much where I go. Yeah, I'm right on time. But I've encouraged you tonight, because I see so many people. I know in my life, I've seen so many people that profess to be saved and are not living right, are not living in the world. They have said that they have become saved. If you go to them and ask them, that they'll tell you right out they are saved, but they are living in the world. They have no works to show for it. So, and we've just seen in James chapter 2 and verse 17, faith without works is dead alone. So, I trust that if you're being here tonight and you are not living right, if people do not see Christ in you, I pray that you'll get that straight tonight with Him. Alright, let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we are truly thankful for this another night that we have been given to come out to your house and sing praises unto you and hear from your word, Lord. And Lord, I pray for anyone here that is not living how they should be as Christians, I pray that they will see that they need to follow you, Father, and that they will heed to your word. And Lord, I pray for Cassidy and Tennille over in the States, Father. I pray that you'll be with the little boy, Caleb. Pray that you'll help him and be with him and keep him safe. Be with the therapist as they work on him, Father, to get this thing back, Father. I pray that you just be with them, be with their hands as they try to help him, Father. And Lord, I pray as we all leave tonight and go home, I pray that you'll be with us. Keep us safe and give us a good night's rest tonight, Father. Thank you for everything that you have done for us, Father. Thank you for your Son that you willingly sent down here for us, Father. And Lord, I just pray that you be with us now in your precious and worthy name, Lord. Amen. Thank you for your attention. The service is over.